here's a, I'm trying to get you to say the same word in different times, mm-hmm. like you did today or yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay, today, or this morning, at 7 o'clock, I, and you're in the kitchen and you're doing this, you know.
I was eating.
Okay, so this morning at 7, I
ate.
Okay, and yesterday, by that time, I had already.
I had already eaten or ate eaten.
Yeah, okay, and last week, every day I
ate at 7.
Alright, or ate breakfast, whatever. Okay, what do people drink for breakfast a lot?
Well, see, a lot of them drink, some drink juices, some drink coffee, some drink milk.
Okay, now how is coffee prepared? How would you fix your coffee?
Well, if I was making an instant coffee, I would have, say, my boiling water, and I would maybe put a teaspoon or however much I wanted in the cup of coffee, and I would put my sugar and my cream. Mm-hmm. And then if I was going to make the ground coffee, I would, you know, have a certain amount to put in the percolator and perk it for so long, because I'm not a coffee drinker, so yeah. That's about all I can say for coffee, because I'm not a coffee drinker.
Well, that's fine. It's okay, what do you drink, what do you drink from when you're thirsty?
Fountain?
Well, I mean, if you're in your home, well, first of all, what do you drink?
Well, mostly I drink water when I'm
okay, now what do you drink it out of?
A glass.
Glass, all right. I'm moving right along. If I asked you how much you drink, you say
I drank the glass.
Yeah. Then you might ask me, how much have you
drank?
Okay. See, sometimes you have people coming in and are standing around the family, and you have supper ready, and you tell them,
come on.
Yeah, and there's just
supper's ready.
Okay, and you want them to do what at the table?
I want to sit down.
Okay. Now, if company were here and you wanted to say the same thing, would you use the same words?
No. I would say something like, supper is ready. Come on. You all be seated or something like that.
Yeah, seated. Okay. If you wanted somebody not to wait until something is passed, you'd say, you'd be telling them, you know, they got it right in front of them and they're about to pass it and without taking anything. I mean, they haven't had a chance to get it. You'd say,
help yourself up.
Right, fine. Okay. Now, so he went ahead and he, with the same word?
Helped himself.
Okay. And since he had already, that's the same word, I think. If you decide not to eat something, you say,
I don't want any, or I don't like it.
Or, yeah. Okay, now if it were somebody, you were over at their house, mm-hmm. and they offered you something and you didn't want to eat it, you'd say,
I don't care for any.
Okay, fine. Now, if the food has been cooked, like, you know, on Thanksgiving you had everything cooked for the first time, now you're going to have to do what to the food? I mean, you're not going to cook it a second time. You're going to...
You could just warm it like warm it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the food would be...
warm.
Alright. If you put food in your mouth, you begin to...
chew.
Alright. You got warm, cold cornmeal and mush or water, and milk or water, and so you would.